Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.
Now, there seems to be a stigma attached to working in South Africa's public sector, and it is costing the country dearly. There's a new report out by the South African Institute of Chartered Accountants, and it is painting a worrying picture. Skilled financial professionals are avoiding public sector careers. They cite intimidation, reputational damage, and also a toxic culture that they claim undermines their credibility. As the Auditor General prepares to release yet another grim set of municipal audit outcomes, I want to ask this question. Can the public sector ever become a home for top-tier talent again? Or do you think that pro-governance or poor governance has now become the biggest repellent of reform? Well, let's put all of that to Patricia Stock, who is the Chief Executive Officer of the Institute. Patricia, a very warm welcome to you. This is very concerning. Why do so many young financial professionals view the public sector as a reputational risk? Surely it should be a place to serve and build rather.
Absolutely. I mean, public sector certainly should be actually a center of excellence and an area of exposure because of the diverse exposure that it's supposed to be offering in terms of skills development. And I'm saying so because of my experience. I mean, having been in the public sector through the Office of the Auditor General, I've served my articles. They are a green organization. And I was also in the forefront of, auditing in the public sector. But, you know, what we actually see and what is said that it's still continuing, it's systematic challenges that are there, and they come from, you know, diverse areas, from, you know, governance all the way down to ops. But with that said, Jeremy, it's also important to also bring a balance of the fact that there are professionals in the public sector. And the challenge we have is how do we scale up the number of professionals that are serving in the public sector? I mean, for example, we just have over 3% of our members that are in the public sector, with over 60,000 members that we have. And that tells you that we really have an issue of attractiveness and retention of those that are in the public sector. So some of the things that we are seeing as challenges, it's the issue around stigma, obviously with the power of association. So if there are systematic challenges or issues of lack of accountability and consequence management, and you're part of that system, so by association, obviously, you know, we find that our members, those who also took in the survey, is that they worry about, you know, their career mobility and whether they could be associated with the systematic failures as well. And also what we then are seeing as well is that also the issue of safety, psychological safety, but then also the issue of, intimidation threats that we also cited even in the survey that we did. And interesting enough, I also had my fair share of having intimidations, you know, during my tenure at the AG. But what was different is that the Auditor General's office had a system of supporting and ensuring that safety of their employees is guaranteed. And even today, they prioritize that. And that also speaks to how do we also ensure that we've got similar structures in place in the public sector whereby those who also, you know, choose to stand up, whether it's through whistleblower channels where they actually speak to these things, that they get the right support. And even with us at SAICA, we also partner even with the whistleblower house. We're also doing more to invest in ensuring that we've got the right support for whistleblowers. So it's quite a number of things. And the issue of not having the right support from the finance function point of view, whereby you find that, you know, someone can come, they're skilled, let's say the chartered accountant, but if the finance function is not well capacitated and you continuously have similar kind of outcomes because one person cannot deliver a clean audit.
Let's talk about that support or scaling up in just a moment. But I wonder if it's not too late, because the one number that stands out to me is 68% of your respondents who cite stigma as the main reason for avoiding public service. That is going to be very difficult to turn around.
Look, it will be difficult to turn around, but we can never say it's too late. What we need to focus on is how do we invest in ensuring that we can professionalize the public sector. What's encouraging is that at least now we now have a framework that is approved around the competencies for different roles in the public sector, for example, CFOs and so forth. That's the first step, right? The key thing is then how do we get to implement that? considering that their people are already fulfilling various roles. So the upskilling, reskilling, and then also ensuring that there's access as well to those that might actually still put their hand up to go into the public sector. So professionalization is an area that we need to invest in, and it requires a partnership model. We know that government cannot do it alone. So even with us, we're investing in you know, professionalization of the public sector, even at the Africa level, you know, as we build into, you know, the processes of Africa professionalization initiatives, as an example. So it has to be an area of intentional investment. We can never say it's too late because we owe it to our country, right? For our country to thrive, public sector has to thrive. I mean, you know, what's painful is that you drive around and you look at, I'll give an example with the, you know, the richest square mile in Africa, you know, the simple thing as picking up our debt. Those are the things that, you know, we are actually struggling with. And obviously it's got a ripple effect in relation to, you know, access to capital markets and also being remaining attractive as a country as well. So we can never give up. We need to work together, and professionalization of the public sector, it's the way to go.
You talk about the intentionality, which is, I fully concur with that, but what do you think needs to be done then in the shortest possible time to reprofessionalize the public finance department or environment and reverse that talent flight?
Yeah. Firstly, let's deal with the issue of accountability and consequence management, because it has to start at the top, right? The tone at the top. So if the leadership is not driving that culture, we will not get things right. So we can invest all we want as professional accountancy bodies. We can, you know, throw money with budget allocations. But if the culture is not shifting, then we're not going to get this right. So that's the first element, the culture of accountability and consequence management. And in ensuring that when we allocate funds, you know, that we prioritize the area of skills retention and attraction. And that will then speak to ensuring that those who are professionals and those who want to, you know, embark on a journey of becoming a professional accountant, that they get the right support. And by the way, we do have training offices in the public sector. You know, National Treasury is a great supporter to the professionalization of the public sector. SARS, for example, is a training office. You know, they're training accountants, but it's not enough. It's not enough to address the shortage that we have as a country, you know. So and a simple thing is supporting those who embark on a journey to upskill, you know, for example, with allocation of funds to support them in their learning journey. But then the more importantly, the psychological safety, very important. The issue of well-being, the issue of whistleblower protection, it needs to be addressed so that people will want to go to the public sector. And, you know, if you don't feel safe, you will not put yourself into that environment. So those are the things that we believe that can be done as an immediate step. And then obviously oversight and accountability structures as well. So starting from Parliament needs to be driving that to ensure that we put the right pressure so we can see the change that we want to see coming through.
I'm going to leave it there. Thank you very much indeed. That's Patricia Stock, who is the Chief Executive Officer of the South African Institute of Chartered Accountants.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.